Kate's was actually her third birthday celebration in as many days. Get her and her impressive milking it skills. She'd been treated to a takeaway and presents on Thursday, her actual birthday, followed by dinner and drinks with her husband Dan the evening after, and now, Saturday, she was on her way to lunch with Eve, Laura and Joe, as per their tradition. She'd picked Jean-Paul's as the venue, a new French bistro near the Albert Hall, not least because they were running a bargain lunch menu, which, by India's logic, would leave them more money for cocktails and wine. Genius! The restaurant was just beginning to fill up when she arrived. Clusters of people lingering at the pavement tables with morning coffees, other early lunches descending upon the larger tables at the back of the main room. India plumped for a seat outside, wanting to make the most of the spring sun, enjoying the feeling that she could be on holiday somewhere glamorous. Paris, Rome, Madrid, as she left her shades on and ordered an espresso and a jug of water. And relax, she thought, leaning back against the curlicued iron chair and breathing in the mingled scents of the air. The waiter's woody aftershave, a twist of cigarette smoke from the next table, a passing plate of hot, salty chips. The combination was undoubtedly more exotic than the smells of home. Cat food, unwashed children, something burning under the grill. In her imagination, she transformed accordingly. No longer a mere frazzled wife and mum who spent her days shaking maracas in chilly church halls for the benefit of grizzling babies and their sleep-befogged mothers. Today, she was carefree, sophisticated, perhaps even a little mysterious.
"Here you go, darling,"
said the waiter just then in broad Manx, breaking the spell as he set down her drinks.
"Merci,"
she said. I mean, ta. Oh, well. She might not be in Paris or Rome, but she did have a free pass for the whole afternoon, she consoled herself. Plus, she had made an effort and dry-cleaned her favourite black silky blouse with its bold, plunging neckline that always made her feel $1 million. She'd squidged into her nicest and most bum-flattening jeans. And for once, her flyaway chestnut hair had allowed itself to be tamed into a smooth, chin-length bob. Makeup, tick. Perfume, tick. Friends on the way, tick. They'd have a slap-up lunch and an excellent gossip. Then she'd suggest a mooch around the shops and go crazy with her credit card, knowing that the other three would all support her wholeheartedly in this decision. To a woman, they were excellent enablers when it came to shopping matters. Talking of which, there was Laura striding across the road right now, regardless of a red Ford Focus that braked sharply, the driver gesturing something rude and cross at the wheel. But Laura, smiling as she saw India, was quite oblivious, her long blonde hair tousling in a breeze, her handbag sliding off one shoulder as she waved. And there too was Eve, coming from the other direction, all high cheekbones and poise with the mix of Ghanaian and Scandinavian in her jeans. As ever, she looked neat and crease-free in a white bodycon dress, her hair a glossy dark waterfall as she paused to wait at the crossing. Oh, and three out of three. Here was Joe as well, stopping to take a call and... India pushed up her sunglasses and leaned forward nosily to see better. Whoa! Was down-to-earth, no-nonsense Joe actually giggling and blushing as she chatted into her phone? Yes, she most certainly was. Joe's round, freckled face was suffused with pink, and she was putting a hand up to her cheek in a... Well, there was no other word to describe it. A flirtatious way. What was that all about then, eh? Hello, hello! The four of them kissed and embraced, laughing at their simultaneous arrivals as if they were a well-rehearsed mini flash mob descending on India. Happy birthday! You look gorgeous.
What are we drinking?
Oh, she loved these women with all her heart, India thought fondly, as Eve took charge, asking for menus and the wine list, and Laura flapped around unpeeling a silk scarf and not noticing as it slithered to the floor. And Jo stuffed her phone in her bag, still pink in the cheeks with a... Yes, a secretive sort of smile, India observed. Curiouser and curiouser. The four of them had known each other for years now, finding one another through different channels. She and Eve had met at an antenatal yoga group, for instance, forming a bond as they disgraced themselves by sniggering childishly at the woman in front of them, who kept farting through.